You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
As RNIB Chief Executive Simon Antrobus is on annual leave at the moment for our weekly catch-up here on RNIB Connect Radio, I am joined by Debbie Miller, RNIB's Interim Chief Operations Officer, to find out what's been happening around the organisation and, of course, news and topics relating to life as a blind or partially sighted person. Hello, Debbie, and thank you for joining me this week.
Hello, Toby. Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Well, shall we start with the Synaptic Ray-Ban Meta smart glasses that are now available in the RNIB online shop, which also come with a year of free help, support and training too, which is also available for a fee for anyone who has a pair of Meta glasses and is looking for some support too. And the great thing about the Meta glasses is that they were not specifically designed for visually impaired people, but being able to ask Meta to take a photo and describe what's in front of you, as well as being able to make voice and video calls hands-free, is something that us all as blind and partially sighted people have picked up on. And I think, Debbie, you're about to get a pair yourself as well.
Yes, I am, Toby. I'm so excited. I mean, like many of my friends in and around the community, I think we're all really excited to start exploring the new product from Meta. And to your point, it's so great when a everyday consumer product like Ray-Ban explore technologies that actually could be fundamental change in supporting our lives. So I tried a pair very early on at the point when Meta had just worked with Ray-Ban and just released them. And I think at that point, there were some sort of glitches, but that was some time ago, so they're much better now. And I remember my first experience of using them was actually in a pub with one of my colleagues. And I typically, we hear this example a lot, wanted to read the menu. So ordinarily, I do that on my phone and I zoom in. We've all got a variety of workarounds, or we choose before, or we just know what we want or what we can have and go with that. And for me, I mean, the tech is great and it absolutely can guide you through the menu options. But what I hadn't realised was the difference it made when I could do that hands-free. And that was quite a game changer. I hadn't really noticed before how sort of isolating it was for me in a group environment to have to use my phone with my hands to navigate a menu, and not having to do that felt quite different from a sort of connection perspective. So that was really interesting. So since, I've actually been working with our lovely low vision team who are based out of our Grimaldi offices in London to see if I could have a pair of Meta Ray-Bans that also work with the lenses that I use. I don't have any natural lenses in my eyes, so I can't focus. So I have to have very big magnified lenses in my glasses. So we're seeing if that might be an option. The team there are fabulous. Big shout out to them. For me, what's important is how heavy they are, how comfortable they are to wear, because whilst the Ray-Bans are the best sort of cost price we've seen in my experience for wearables, it is still quite a lot of money to part with. So you want to make sure it's right for you and that you know how to access support so that you can really make the most of them.
Because I think that's a great thing at the moment, is that that support and training is available from Synaptic, because there are times when you get technology and you're trying to work out how to work it, how to pair the glasses with your phone and how to sign into Meta and everything else. So I think having that support, and that support also being available for a fee for people who've got Meta glasses but need a little bit of support, is such a good thing to have.
It is really good. I would highly recommend that. Obviously, you get that free when you purchase the Ray-Bans through our RNIB shop for the first year. I would highly recommend that any of our community that might be using them have a look and see if they would like to explore the support. What I tend to find, and what we hear actually from the customers that we support through our help and advice services, is that there is actually lots and lots of tech available. And sometimes, I don't know about you, Toby, but I can get a bit overwhelmed with new apps and things that people say will help me in my life and make things easier. So I like to try and test, but if it doesn't work for me quickly in the way I want it to, I can get disengaged quite quickly and I get frustrated and then I don't revisit it. And I think I'm cutting my nose off to spite my face. But that's why I think it's really important to have support to enable you to make the most out of the technology. Because technology, I think, is a game changer in terms of helping us get around. But it takes a little bit of time to make it work for you and a bit of patience to get it right. And I think having someone, whether it's RNIB or Synaptic, with that expertise to guide you through is really important. And it means it can stay with you for life then, rather than having a go yourself and, like me sometimes, if I'm honest, giving up because I get too frustrated.
I think that's really good. And now to a great radio interview with TV producer, presenter, and best-selling author Richard Osman, who has Nystagmus, where he talks a lot about how he manages to get about with the condition. And I suppose some of those skills that we all have as visually impaired people, which I don't think many people sort of understand or know about our, I suppose, problem-solving skills and such like, which will be of great value in a world where we seem to be moving more and more to using AI for so many things. So, Debbie, what came out of the interview with Richard Osman for you as a visually impaired person and also, I suppose, aligned with a lot of work that we're doing here at the RNIB too?
Yeah, it's such a great interview with Richard, and I'd highly recommend that people go away and have a listen. It's the lovely Emma Tracy, who is also visually impaired, interviewing Richard Osman for Access All from the BBC. Now, Richard, people are aware of his sight loss. However, I've never heard him talk about it before. I know Richard as a quiz show host and a great author, and I obviously knew that he had his own experiences of sight loss, but I hadn't heard him talk about it. And the interview, I was triggered to have a listen because he does talk about AI, but there's so much more in there. And Richard talks about his own experiences of navigating travel and airports and how, from a sort of sensory perspective, when you haven't got sight, it can be a huge overload. And a lot of what he said really resonated with me. And I find it can be quite hard to explain to people what you're experiencing in a way that helps them meet your needs. So I love hearing how other people talk about it, just to help build up my own vocabulary that I might be able to use as well. And Richard, as an individual, is highly engaging. Quite funny. So it's such a great listen. They have a great conversation about the world of AI, which is hugely topical at the moment, and what that can mean now and in the future for our community. And Richard talks passionately about the skills that we develop. I don't even think we know we're doing it, but our ability to create workarounds to problems that we face every single day enables us to have that really creative mindset. In fact, one of the phrases in there is that we can be kings and queens of workarounds, which did make me laugh. I really resonated with that. And in a world where we know artificial intelligence is taking away now and will do in the future some of the standardized practices, that is when we really need to lean on the brilliant creativity of individuals and ability to problem solve. And I think that is so prevalent in our community. And we don't know that sometimes, but just because of how we have to get around our everyday lives, we bring those skills of resilience and patience and tenacity. Richard does a much better job of talking to it than I do. So I would encourage everyone to have a listen. What I loved was that in a time when we know it's really difficult for young people to get into work, young people of all types, but very much so those with a visual impairment, it's quite inspiring and I think could really help us think about, just take a minute and think about what we can offer and why it's so important that people are looking at us beyond our sight loss and the skills that we can bring.
No, it's a great interview, and you can find the Access All episode with Richard Osman by going to BBC Sounds or going online. And don't forget that you will find a wide range of information and advice on living with sight loss on the RNIB website. That's rnib.org.uk. And you can always call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999 or use your smart device to call the RNIB helpline too. Well, thank you very much indeed, Debbie, for chatting with me this week here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.